Katy Country 94 weather.
There will be walk-in flu clinics at the Mitchell County Health Department in Beloit on Wednesdays, October 18th and 25th and November 1st and 8th from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on all those days. You can call and schedule an appointment at 738-5175 for another day if those walk-in days do not work. The walk-in days are for flu shots only. Once again, those walk-in flu clinics in the Mitchell County Health Department will be on Wednesdays, October 18th and 25th, and November 1st and 8th, also on Wednesdays from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on all of those 4 days.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Clear skies this afternoon with highs around 87. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 51. Tomorrow, highs around 75. Low 70s Sunday, much warmer on Monday with highs in the low 80s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 70.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs. Pickup or semi with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models. Brakes, drums, and chambers in stock. Exhaust mufflers, flex elbows, straight pipe, and more. They also carry legacy seats and 2 stereo options. In addition, they carry most all BG service fluids. Transmission flush to diesel fuel injection clean on both pickups and semis with several fuel additives and cleaners. All of this and more at American Ag and Auto, just off of Highway 24 in Glen Elder.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Governor Laura Kelly and the Kansas Children's Cabinet and Trust Fund announced a second round of funding awards to 27 statewide organizations to create new, sustainable, licensed child care slots and support the expanded operation of high-quality, affordable child care programs. These initial grant awards are part of the Child Care Capacity Accelerator Grant Program designed to advance the rapid development of additional child care slots statewide. In June, a first round of awards allocated over $43 million to 52 providers and community partnerships to create over 4,200 new child care slots. The second round of funding allocates an additional $11.4 million to 27 organizations and providers to create an additional 1,468 slots. In total, the Child Care Capacity Accelerator grant has allocated over $55 million to 67 communities and providers to create over 5,600 high-quality child care slots. In both rounds, grantees were required to identify and secure private or community funding to qualify for grants, accounting for an additional $68 million in matching dollars to expand access to care. Building off the grants announced this summer, this funding will be transformational for families and communities across the state, said the governor. Expanding access to high-quality, affordable child care will spur economic growth by allowing more families to participate in the workforce and support the healthy development of Kansas children. Do you have a job open to tell you about? Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service / grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This is a full-time position focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763 or email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send a resume to Agmark LLC, attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, parenting classes, 60 Independence and Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There'll be a benefit supper for Kirsten Jones as they fight together. All proceeds from the meal and concessions will go to Kirsten Jones to help with expenses in the fight against the battle of cancer. Pulled pork, baked beans, chips, and cookie will be the meal. Serving starts at 6 o'clock at the Beloit Trojan Football Stadium this evening, hosted by Breast Friends of Osborne and Mitchell Counties. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, KDCountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Kimbrel deals it 0-1. That's into center field. It's down. In the score is Smith. And the Diamondbacks walk off the Phillies in game three.
The Diamondbacks win 2-1 over the Phillies to get within 2-1 in the NLCS. As we have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. Also, the ALCS, the Astros beat the Rangers. Also, look at local sports result from a high school Thursday night game. And a week 8 preview, the sub-state volleyball and regional cross-country meets are taking place this weekend. College football, Thursday night football, and the Chiefs back on the field as well. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. And we're at Thursday night high school football game. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jays picking up a 50-22 win over Wakefield for their second win of the season. They finished third place in the district, and they will be at the winner of Frankfort-Hanover next Thursday night. Wakefield finishes fourth in the district. They'll be at Axtell in the first round of the 8-man Division II playoffs. Week 8 of the high school football season continuing tonight. Our game night coverage starting with the Football Express presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable at 540, KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Follow a pregame at 630 on KD Country 94 and the Bullet Trojan Channel. Bullet hosting TMP Marion in 2A District 8. Z96.3 through the Lake. Lakeside's at Pike Valley. And we'll conclude with a local high school football scoreboard show brought to you by State Farm Insurance at 10:05 on KD Country 94. Other immediate area matchups include Osborne at Fairfield in non-district play. 8-man Division 1, Lincoln at El Salina. Rock Hills hosts Washington County and back in D. Two Thunder Ridge at Sharon Springs for a district championship. Also in 1A, Smith Center playing for district championship at Valley Heights. Full area schedule at ncksports.com. Again on Katie Country 94 and the Bullet Trojan Channel at ncksports.com. The Trojans hosting TMP Marion in 2A District 8. Winner getting the right to host a first round playoff game. Bullets 3-4, 2-1 of the district. TMP 4-3, 1-2. Bullet coach Brad Gilbert on the Monarchs.
They got a couple big guys up front, and they're active, and they play hard. 76 in particular is a really good defensive lineman, and he plays really hard, and he pursues the football really well. And so, you know, we're going to have to be really good on defense to slow them down, and we're going to have to be, you know, really good on offense to move them. And, you know, as long as we don't turn the ball over, though, I think we'll be okay.
TMP coach Grant Stevenson knows Bullitt has a solid team.
They're big and physical, like they always are, and they run good things offensively with that full house system. And then, again, they fly around to the ball defensively as well, and they're just a good ball club.
Wade Gerstner has a call tonight with pregame coverage beginning at 6:30. On Z96.3 to the Lake, Lakeside's 5-2, 2-1 in district play, having already wrapped up the number 2 spot in 8-man Division 2 District 4. Pike Valley's 0-7, 0-3 in the district, out of the running for the postseason. But Lakeside coach Drew Dusky wants his team to be locked in tonight.
The boys got to be focused and come out ready to play. You know, we're not a team that has a lot of margin for error, so we got to keep the penalties down, keep the turnovers down, and hopefully we can force a little bit on their side, and hopefully that can give us some success.
Pike Valley coach Jeremy Miller knows slowing down Ian Crescine is the key to success.
Our guys have got to really step up and do a good job of tackling Crescine. He's a good ball player. He's been a good ball player all 4 years and, you know, making things run there at Lakeside. And we feel like if we can slow him down, that we have a chance to compete.
Lakeside at Pike Valley, I'll have the call tonight along with Todd Clover from Scandia with pregame at 6:30 on C96.3. A postseason action continues this weekend. Sub-state volleyball, regional cross-country, and volleyball action. The Beloit Lady Trojans, the number 1 seed, 34-2 at the Marysville 3A sub-state. They'll open with 8 seed Riley County, but their sub-state also features 36-3 Nemaha Central. Beloit coach Brandy Paul knows that it will take some work to get to the finals, but the team needs to be fully prepared.
If it pans out the way it should be, Nemaha will come out of there, so we're definitely scouting them and seeing where their weaknesses are. They've been a number 3 ranked all season, so definitely a tough team, and that's the team we saw last year at state. So I know they'll be good, and they'll be ready to go, too.
First serve for that Beloit Riley County first match is at 1 o'clock Saturday, and fans can catch the Beloit matches on the online video stream at ncksports.com throughout the day. Smith Center is the number 1 seed at the 2A sub-state of Republic County. The Lady Red 33-4. They're the favorites at this year's sub-state. Their coach Nick Lynn says they won't overlook any team, though.
You have to put it all together. We don't overlook anybody to get to the end. You know, if you're talking Bennington or you're talking Ellis, Bennington played Sedgwick, who's a number 1 or 2 in the state in 2A, and should beat them. So they are very capable. So it's going to be whoever shows up.
Lady Red will open with Hill City at 1 o'clock. A win would put them in the semis against the winner of TMP and Lincoln. Also in 1A Division 2, St. John's Tipton, 32-3, the number 1 seed of the Tescott sub-state. They have a first-round bye facing Otis Bison Tescott winner in the semis. Their coach, Stacey Perez, expects good competition.
It looks pretty competitive. The records don't really mean much at this point in the season. Strength of schedule is huge. We know a little bit about these teams, but we're just excited to play somebody new, and hopefully we can come out and play our best volleyball.
Top competitor for St. John's Tipton is expected to be Victoria, which enters at number 2 seed at 20-13. Also in 1AD1, all the main immediate area teams are at Stockton. Rock Hill's number 2 seed facing number 7 Decatur Community. Lakeside the number 4 taking on 5th seed Rollins County. Osborne's a 6th seed facing host school number 3 seed Stockton. Sylvan Lucas, the number 2 seed at Little River, playing Fairfield. And back in 1A Division 2, Thunder Ridge is a 6th seed at Wheatland Grinnell. They'll meet Golden Plains in the first round. Full sub-state brackets are at ncksports.com. Regional cross country, many of our area 1A teams are headed to the Sabetha Regional. The St. John's boys are a team to watch. They're coming off of an MPL team title last Thursday. Their coach Ben Letourneau on the competition.
We have had a really strong year. We've got a strong, solid team. We've seen Axtell a couple of times, and they've been right with us. You know, they're one of the ones that we're really keeping an eye on. The two that we haven't seen that we're kind of watching for would be Olpe and Lebo. They've got some strong runners, so we don't know for sure how things are going to stack up with them.
Other area teams competing at Sabetha are Osborne, which won the girls' team title at the MPL meet last week. Lakeside's also there, as well as Tipton, Sylvan Lucas, and Pike Valley. Thunder Ridge runners will be at the 1A meet in Meade. In Class 3A, Beloit's Lance Lundin will look to be a four-time state qualifier among others. The Trojans are at the 3A regional in Great Bend on Saturday. Smith Center's at the 2A regional meet in Meade, where Madison Halland, who's been on a tear this season, one of the top runners in the state in any class, and she is a freshman for the Lady Wren and will be a featured runner. Full-time schedules for regional cross-country can be found at ncksports.com. Also on Saturday, K-State's back on the field in college football, hosting TCU in Big 12 play. The Wildcats 4-2, 2-1 of the Big 12. Horned Frogs are 4-3 and 2-2. K-State coach Chris Kleiman on the similarities between the two teams.
The biggest similarity is the defenses that both teams play. They're in the 3-3-5. We're in the 3-3-5. There's a few different things that we do than they do. But, you know, like for this week, and I'm sure they're the same way, the scout team looks are probably easier to run. We match up and they match up with us really well to make it really competitive games.
K-State and TCU kick off at 6 o'clock on ESPN2 Saturday for Manhattan. Other Big 12 games have number 6 Oklahoma hosting UCF. Baylor's at Cincinnati. Oklahoma State travels to West Virginia. Number 8 Texas goes to Houston. And BYU hosts Texas Tech. In the Big 10, Nebraska back in action. They host Northwestern at 2:30 on the Big 10 Network. The full weekend schedule for college football can be found at NCAA.com.
Lawrence fires. That's caught on the run. Christian Kirk inside the 20. He goes, and Christian Kirk takes the ball all the way.
That 44-yard touchdown pass from Lawrence to Kirk ended up being the game winner as the Jaguars gave up a 24-9 lead after the third quarter but bounced back after the Saints tied the game at 24. The 31-24 win for Jacksonville puts them at 5-2, while New Orleans fell to 3-4 with the loss. On Sunday in the NFL, the 5-1 Chiefs are at Arrowhead Stadium again, hosting the 2-3 Chargers in an AFC West matchup. Chiefs coach Andy Reid always expects a challenge from the Chargers, despite what their record might be.
They're a good team, and they play well against us. We play well against them, and it's just one of those games. You know, that's how you go about prepping for it. You know, it's going to come right down the end and make sure we're doing the right things.
Kick out between the Chiefs and Chargers, 3:25 on Sunday, pregame at 2 o'clock on Z96.3 Through the Lake. Full schedule for the weekend at NFL.com. Finally, in sports, as heard at the beginning of this sportscast, Ketel Marte hit a game-winning walk-off single for the Diamondbacks in a 2-1 win over the Phillies in Game 3 of the NLCS. Philadelphia still has a 2-1 lead in the series. Game 4 at 7:07 tonight in Phoenix. The home team's won every game so far in the NLCS, while in the ALCS, the road team is unbeaten. The Astros beat the Rangers 10-3 in Arlington on Thursday to tie the series at 2. Game 5 this afternoon at 4:07. More on the games can be found at MLB.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.